Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and happy new year. Let me just start off by saying, yeah, I know I wasn't there on that January 1st. I did not wake up. Forgive me. So let's pretend like this is the first broadcast. Happy New Year. God bless you. Thank God for you. So glad that you're here with us today as we go into a brand new year, thanking God for his grace and his mercy, his love and kindness, all that God continues to do on behalf of his people. And I am grateful to God for that. Amen. So it's 2018. What are you going to do different? What do you want to change? What do you want to see about yourself? Real powerful statements that you have to really wrestle with, and you have to come up with an answer. If you want something different, you're going to have to do something different. And sometimes that's much easier said than done. Sometimes we wrestle with, what should we do that's different? What should different look like? Should we continue on the same job? Should we stay in that relationship? Should we remain in that school? Should we continue in that major? All those questions, those things that happen in our mind, and we have to wrestle with them and answer them. What should we do? But if you want something different, then you have to do something different. Someone asked me this question, and I've pondered it, and I pray that you will ponder it as well. And they said, the question was, if you only listened to heaven and your soul, what would you do? If you only listened to heaven and your soul, what would you do? What would you do? And sometimes that's a scary question, because when you really dig down into that, you start recognizing that, wow, in order to listen only to heaven and my soul, I have to be honest with where I am and what I'm doing and what I, listen to this, what I want to accomplish as balanced against what I'm willing to do to accomplish it. I'm going to say that again. You have to wrestle with what I want to accomplish as balanced with what am I willing to do to accomplish it. Because, you know, it's very possible to want to be a millionaire but not be willing to do anything to achieve that. And sometimes I think that we want things, and I'm guilty as well, of wanting something that I'm not willing to actually put the work behind. You can want to be a doctor, but you got to be willing to put the work in to get what you're going after. And I often sometimes feel that I want things, but not really willing to go after them and make the drastic changes that are necessary to have what it is I said I want. And so I'm wrestling with that, and I pray that you wrestle. Listen, if you were only to listen to heaven and your soul, what would you do? What direction would you take? That's a very powerful question. Notice it doesn't just say listening to your soul. Don't just listen to your own mind, will, and emotions, because everyone knows that those things can absolutely lead us astray. But he says, listen to your heaven. That's the picture of God. Listen to heaven. And if you listen to heaven and your soul, you know, because God can tell you to do something that you are not emotionally ready to do. And I know people wrestle with that statement and say, no, if God tells you to do it, then you're ready to do it. I don't agree with that. I believe that God is always forecasting things to us. He tells us what he wants us to do. And then the process of getting ready to do what God wants us to do, that's the journey. That's the journey. And so often God will say, this is what I require. This is what I want you to do. And I realize that my soul is not ready for that. Talking to people who have gone vegan and all these other terms, people who just eat whatever, you know, just eat fish or just eat vegetables or plant-based diets or whatever those different things might be. And I have great respect for people who do that. But one of the things that I hear from all of them, most all of them, is that when they made up their mind to do something different with their health and their eating, they had to slow walk into it. They had to make small changes. They had to make little changes over long periods of time. And that's a picture of perhaps them feeling that God spoke to them to do that, but the body has got to be weaned off of some things. You can say, I'm going to stop drinking coffee, and you can make that determination, I'm going to stop drinking coffee right now. It doesn't make you more spiritual that you can do it cold turkey. Some people have that kind of will. But most people, most of us would need to come down in small doses. Our will, we have to get our will to line up with what God is saying. And I think that's the picture across the board. That's your night. That's your 2018, getting our will to line up with what God is saying. Not what we want to do, but what God is saying. And so sometimes I'm a witness that sometimes the hardest part of the whole thing is understanding and hearing and knowing what God is saying. That's where the wrestle is for me. That's where the time is spent. That's where my energy is spent, trying to really understand what is God saying. Because once I know what God is saying, once you know what God is saying, once you lock in to what God is doing in your life, then you recognize the changes that you'll need to make in your life. When I went back to school, there were some absolute changes I had to make in order to accomplish that goal. It was absolute. The amount of time that I spent in the office, I needed to change that. I needed to make some different direction moves. I needed to do some things differently, put people in charge of things that perhaps I was working on or dealing with in the past. And I knew that if I did not do that, that I would not be able to finish that degree. One of the things that I had to do, and I'm sharing this with you because I believe that God is stoking you for change, stoking you for getting your spirit, your soul to line up with His will. But one of the things that I had to do was I had to leave the office at 3 o'clock, no matter what. I had to make a decision at 3 o'clock. I must leave the office. Now, my class wasn't until 6. But what I was doing was leaving later, dealing with the traffic to get into the city, getting to class in time for class to begin, but being flustered and frustrated and not being able to participate or hear the teaching because I just come through an hour and a half, 2 hours of traffic, and now my nerves are bent up. And I said, you know what? I can't do this. I have to be ready for class when class begins. So I'm going to need to leave at 3 o'clock. And that was a trying time because we were at our church. We were in the middle of a major renovation. We were meeting with contractors and architects, and it was constant. It was every day. Right in the middle of that, we had to fire 2 contractors and look at pursuing them in court. So it was a mess in that arena. But I need to make a decision to leave the office every day at 3 o'clock. Those changes were bringing my will in line with what God told me to do. God said, go back to school. So I had to make changes in order for that to come to pass. What changes must you make in order to accomplish what you feel God is saying to you? You need to take this seriously. You need to take this question seriously. What changes must you make in order to accomplish what you believe God is saying? Now watch this. If there are no changes to make, then God is probably not speaking. I'm going to say that again. If you have no changes to make, then probably God is not speaking. Because when God speaks to us, whenever God tells us to do something, it requires that we let something go, because at the end of the day, it's going to require us to trust God. So I had to trust God to leave that office at 3 o'clock, no matter what was going on, to end meetings with contractors, end meetings with architects. Say, listen, guys, at 3 o'clock, I have to leave. And be in the middle of what I thought was important stuff to understand, and say, no, we're going to have to take this up tomorrow. We can take it up next week, get my secretary, get a schedule, but I have to leave at 3 o'clock. And that required me to trust God. Even when we were going through with the contractors and all the stuff that was going on, I still left at 3 o'clock because I needed to make those changes in me so that I could accomplish what God had told me to do. Listen to me. God has told you to do something, and you will not be able to accomplish it unless you let go of some of the things in your hand. If you think, I don't know who I'm talking to, but this is not the direction I intended to go, but if you think that you can accomplish God's will by keeping everything in your hand that you're doing, you are wrong. God is requiring you, simply with what he asked you to do, is going to require you to make a decision about what's in your hand and what must I let go in order to accomplish what God is saying. The first thing is to be clear about what God is saying. Got to be clear about what God is saying. Amen, amen, amen. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you. So grateful to you for this day. It's a new year that you have granted to us, you have given to us. And I am so grateful for another year that you have given to us. And Lord, we need direction. We need direction. We need direction. And Lord, Father, so many of us, this will be fasting for starting on this Sunday coming. We'll be fasting for direction, fasting for clarity, fasting for what it is you want us to do and what things must we take out of our hands in order to do it. So Lord, would you prepare our hearts to hear from you, prepare our hearts to receive what heaven is saying to us and what heaven wants to accomplish through us and for us. God, I pray that you would help every person on this call to start recognizing and being and taking seriously the things we must take out of our hand in order to accomplish what you've told us to do. That we recognize we cannot accomplish your will while keeping everything that we have in our hand. You are requiring us to trust you, and in trusting you, Lord, it means that we have to take some things out of our hand that we would feel more comfortable keeping. We have to set them to the side so that we can follow what you are saying to us. I pray, God, that you would help us to realize, recognize, pay attention to the very fact that you are calling us into something. And in calling us into something, that means simultaneously you're calling us out of something. And that, God, we would be willing to come out of what we are in, even though it might be something we enjoy and it might be feeding us and it might be something that we think we need to do. But, God, if you're calling us out of it to go into something new, we pray that we would hear you, help us to hear you, that we'll know exactly what it is you want us to do, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, bless this year. We give it to you, and we say, give us direction, and we're not going to wait until March, April, and late June. God, we need direction early so that we can follow you all year long. We step into a new year. We step into greatness. We step into success. We're going to succeed. We're going to have some success this year. We're going to be able to look back and record some of the areas that we have experienced success with your help. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. We bless you. We praise you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. and amen. Well, I pray that you are blessed. I pray that you'll continue to look forward, move forward, and let the Lord speak to you and bless you. And don't forget, we do not have recharge tonight. We'll pick up next week, and we'll be praying. We're giving you the week off, and that's to get yourselves ready, get your bodies ready, because Sunday we begin our fast, which is just a Daniel fast, and that'll go through the 27th of January, and we're going to meet on Wednesdays for prayer and teaching. All right? We love you with the love of the Lord, and we'll talk with you very soon. Bye.